Miners complaining about Donald Trump. Had enough of waiting for the chip card to process. Give us a call. 888-630-WMAL. 888-630-9625.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge. WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The breaking news this morning, Italian police have shot and killed the suspect in this week's Berlin truck attack.
He was apparently alone, Anisamri. According to the Italian news agency ANSA, he took a train from Savoie in France, from Chambéry, and took it to Milan, to the central station, and then took another train just outside to a town just outside, a suburb just outside of Milan. And that's where the police accosted him. So where was he trying to go? Obviously, he was trying to find a place to hide. And yes, he had spent years in Italy and probably had some very good contacts. It is believed that during his prison stints in Italy, over 4 years, that is where he radicalized. And that's what authorities are going to have to be answering about as well.
Correspondent Chris Burns, Italian authorities report that Anisamri was killed during a shootout early this morning with police at that train station near Milan. Australian police have several people in custody who are suspected of planning a series of Christmas Day bomb attacks in the heart of Melbourne. The Australian Federal Police Commissioner says he believes the suspects were inspired by ISIS.
This is a significant disruption of what we would describe as an imminent terrorist event in Melbourne, Victoria. Community safety will always be the number one priority for our law enforcement agencies, and we've acted as soon as possible with the best evidence and the best material and the best intelligence available to us to make sure that community safety was being protected.
Police have filed terrorism charges against one man and are expected to charge at least three others. Russian President Vladimir Putin is shrugging off comments by President-elect Donald Trump on growing America's nuclear arsenal. Putin says it was, quote, nothing new.
It's only a tweet, not very specific, but President-elect Trump wrote the U.S. needs to greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear arms capabilities. That would reverse the trend started by President Reagan through subsequent commanders-in-chief. The tweet reportedly came after Russia's Vladimir Putin told his military to get ready to expand the nation's strategic nuclear weapons.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. After 2 years in the penalty box, Metro is finally out from under federal spending restrictions. The Federal Transit Administration says it has seen what it calls significant progress in improving Metro's financial controls under General Manager Paul Wiedefeld. That means Metro can now spend federal grant money without having to wait months for reimbursements. Well, everyone knows Metro is hurting for cash. Now, one local leader says there is a way Metro could get its hands on lots of it.
And in my county in particular, there is no more valuable real estate than in Bethesda and White Flint.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says a lot of the land Metro owns around its stations isn't being used and is ripe for development.
They'd be better served by bringing in outside professionals and selling property where they can and making their process easier so that we can get the development, they can get the riders.
Berliner says he's met with Metro's general manager to discuss this and followed up by sending a letter. Heather Curtis, Sun, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Uber and Lyft drivers in Maryland won't have to submit their fingerprints for background checks after all. The Maryland Public Service Commission has now approved an alternative background check process for Uber and Lyft drivers. Uber, in fact, had threatened to stop operating in Maryland if fingerprints were required. Both companies say that the commercial background checks they use are more accurate and comprehensive. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,919, the NASDAQ at 54,47. Sports, the Eagles get the win over the Giants on Thursday Night Football. College basketball wins for Georgetown and George Mason, losses for GW, Howard, and Navy. The Wizards are in Milwaukee tonight. The Caps host Tampa Bay. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saluting those who serve.
Hi, Major Darwin Casillo, currently deployed at Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan. Want to say hi to all my friends and family in Washington, D.C. I want to miss you a Merry Christmas. I love you and miss you all.
Saluting those who serve. WMAL.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Router is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
Anytime you have a newcomer, and I think we all agree that Trump is a newcomer to D.C., to politics, and to government. He's never ran a government before. That there is some real uncertainty for federal employees of what's going to happen this next year and in the next 4 years.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland and I-95. Boy, we had light volume everywhere this morning, but we do have a crash. Southbound 95 before you get to 212. Powder Mill Road. This is as you get down toward the Beltway with the left lane blocked. Just a brief delay, so be very careful. Don't want this to be a second crash. 270, no worries out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Travel lanes open. Like I said, nice light volume there. Suitland Parkway. Still have a little bit of stop and go to get past the crash on the outbound side of Suitland Parkway as you passed Forestville Road heading toward the Beltway. If you're coming inbound, no problems. Lanes are open and you're good to go in through town and heading to DC 295 with travel lanes open there. No problems. Virginia 95 coming out of Dumfries and up through to the Beltway. Light volume. You're up at speed. Traffic update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a few clouds around with sunshine as we head through today, 49. Tonight, little rain late, down near 40 degrees. Some rain around early tomorrow, should be cloudy in the afternoon, 51. Clouds, sun, Christmas Day, upper 40s. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Alexandria, 25 in Gaithersburg, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. The Berlin Christmas market attack suspect has been killed in Italy. Get the very latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. I'm Rick Fowler. Dan Bongino is with us this morning. Good Brian and Larry have the day off. And we got a lot to cover this morning on the show. Trevor Maddich will be along a little bit later on. We'll have a preview of the Bears and the Redskins. It's a 1 o'clock game in Chicago tomorrow afternoon. We'll be talking with Emily Gooden from Real Clear Politics. We'll get the very latest on the appointment of Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer to high-level official roles in the Trump administration. Also coming up, we'll talk with the Montgomery County Council member Roger Berliner. Looks like Barwood Cab may be filing Chapter 11 in their battle with Uber and Lyft. We'll get the very latest from Roger Berliner on that. And there's been a lot of talk about what is going on with the presidential inauguration. Who's going to perform? What are the events? We'll talk to Boris Epstein. He is with the Presidential Inaugural Committee. So we'll also talk with Janice Dean, see what the weather's looking like for Christmas. But Dan, you know, today is Festivus.
Oh, well, America's favorite holiday.
Absolutely. Now,
for the rest of us.
If you have a grievance, give us a call at 888-630-WMAL. And you say, what is he talking about exactly? What does he mean by a grievance? What does he mean by Festivus? We need some Festivus music to set the mood. Now you're talking. All right, now I could try and explain it. Dan could try and explain it, or we could just turn it over to Elaine Benes.
Dear son, happy Festivus. What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's nothing.
When George was growing his father hated all the commercial and religious aspects of Christmas, so he made up his own holiday.
Oh, and another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
All right.
And instead of a tree, didn't your father put up an aluminum pole?
I'm not anymore. I'm going to my... You happy now?
Okay, so the celebration includes the airing of grievances. And we're going to give you the chance to air your grievances right now. And to give you kind of a sense of the tradition of the grievances, we will let George's dad explain it to us.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Frank,
This new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
All right, so grievances. You know, we got a lot on our mind. We've had a lot to grieve about this year when it comes to grievances, a lot to complain about, a lot to fuss about. If you'd like to air one out right now, give us a call. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Your chance to air your grievances as we officially celebrate Festivus. And Dan, what comes to mind when you want to air your grievances?
This one's a ground ball for me. This is a bunt, layup, whatever you want to call it. I'm just fed up with the media, Rick. I know it's an old topic for Republicans out there, like, oh, the media, we get it, they're all lefties. But, you know, having been a candidate, being a conservative activist now, a writer, and a content producer, I'm just tired of them. I don't think the public understands just how badly the damage, I should say, the media is doing to our society, the mainstream media, by not giving people, you know, the fair shake. I'm really tired of the when did you stop beating your wife questions. I mean, things like that. I'm fed up with the media, and I'm so glad they have been completely just castrated in this election. I mean, Trump really took it to them hard.
Well, you know, I could grieve, have my grievance about the fact that the people that lost in this election, they can't get over it. And just the intensity. I mean, you still, in certain circles, you still can't admit that you support now the president of the United States, the incoming president of the United States. You can't admit you support Donald Trump in certain circles. You can lose friends. You might run into sanctions at work. You'll have people trashing you.
You'll be fired. You're lucky you're at MAL. You work at MAL where they respect differing opinions. We actually have liberals on this show, you know? But yeah, you seriously, like, you could probably be terminated. No, it's insane. I mean, the guy yesterday on the plane we were talking about in the last hour, berating Ivanka Trump. I mean, Rick, let me ask you this question, right? After Barack Obama was elected, do you remember those 50 to 100,000 person protests in the middle of the street where they were burning down buildings and they were beating people up and harassing people?
No, I missed that. I missed that.
Yeah,
Dan.
So did everyone else, because it never happened. That's why you missed
exactly.
It never happened.
Exactly.
This is insane. I mean, it really is. Like, get over it. I get it that Trump wasn't your guy. I understand that. But Barack Obama wasn't my guy for 8 years. You know what I did? I went, I ran for office, I wrote articles, I wrote op-eds. You know, you have the right to do that. You certainly have the right to go out and vote and organize. But grow up, seriously. Like, you know, I was going to say something else. But probably not safe for air. But really, grow up, move on, and you know, there's an election coming up. Go organize yourself and do something productive rather than whining.
All right, it is Festivus today. The airing of your grievances. Dan has aired his. I've aired one of mine. Pow is in Alexandria. Pow, you can air your grievance.
Hello.
How you doing? What is your grievance?
Well, did you say Paul? My name is Paul.
Oh, Paul. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I happen to be a physician. I'm an old guy, and I have a small practice. And what other profession or producer in our society does the person that provides the service or the goods have to submit a claim in order to get paid? You go to Walmart's, they're not going to give you the merchandise and say, okay, take it. We'll be very happy to fill in this claim to get paid. Pay your money, and you buy the stuff, and you leave. Yeah. Now, why is it that we can't have doctors licensed by the state available to serve anybody who has insurance?
Well, Paul, I'm going to tell you what. Let me answer your question here. The reason is because liberals view healthcare as a right, and that right confers an obligation on you, the doctor. If healthcare is a right, that means a patient can come in and claim it from you. Now, conservatives understand that nothing is inherently a right there other than negative rights, what we limit the government from doing, you know, the right to free speech.
Well,
they can't stop you from speaking. But they view healthcare as a right, and that's exactly why that is, why you have to submit a claim for your, you know, your labor. But it's a good point. I never thought about it that way. Interesting.
I wouldn't necessarily dispute the right to healthcare. What I am disputing is the right of the state to licensed physicians.
Well, you can't have it both ways, Paul. If healthcare is a right, then that's the end of it. You know, if they have the right to your label, you can't dispute the right to healthcare and then complain about the process. Sorry, it's not the way it works.
It is Festivus on WMAL, and we are taking your grievances right now. You can air it out. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Give us a call right now. It's 6:15, and WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. Good morning. It is on the roadways. We'll call this a very light, late rush hour. No major problems around the Beltway currently. We did have some problems on Metrorail, though. Orange, blue, and silver line commuters. We're expecting some residual delays in the Franconia, Vienna, Wheelie, Reston area due to earlier police investigation that they were dealing with at Capital South, which has been resolved. But again, orange, blue, silver lines might have a little bit of a extra wait time at this early hour. Okay, let's go in from the west on 66. Good, nice and quiet. Centerville, Ordway Road remains closed at Compton Road with accident investigation. This is west 28. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, sunshine will be up to 49 this afternoon. Cloudy overnight, some light rain down around 40 for Christmas Eve. Periods of rain early in the day, then high 51 by afternoon. For tomorrow night, some clouds down to 37 for Christmas Day. Sunshine by afternoon with the high temperatures in the upper 40s. Even warmer on Monday in the sunshine with the high temperatures in the low 50s. 33 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:17. Mornings on the Mall.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova. Join the future of health.
Mornings on Mall, 6:17 on WMAL. It is time for the Festivus airing of grievances. December 23rd is Festivus.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You, Kroger, my son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
Quiet, we'll get yours in a minute. Kroger, you couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I remember that one. Oh, it is
I lost my train of thought.
And we are taking your grievances right now. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Mike, you're on WMAL. What's your grievance?
Oh, my grievance is the same as Dan's. I'm sick of everybody falling for one side of the story instead of the other and blaming us for everything, like the whole Harry Reid thing. I have friends that actually say, oh, you know, the Republicans voted against everything that Obama wanted, and at the same time, they don't remember that Harry Reid wouldn't allow the Republicans to bring anything up on the floor.
Or Mike, even worse, Harry Reid, who is a filthy person, yeah. I can't stand. I don't mean like he smells. I mean, he's just has no morals or ethics at all. I can't stand Harry Reid. Remember when he went on the Senate floor and said, hey, Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes. And then the reporters, instead of saying to Harry Reid, we're not going to run with this story until you can prove it. What did they do? They ran to Mitt Romney and said, hey, did you pay your taxes? Meanwhile, it was a completely bogus nonsense story. I'm so sick.
What do you call a basement full of liberals?
Yeah, what?
What do you call a basement full of liberals?
Uh-oh.
Where's a wine cellar.
Oh, that's actually not bad. That's all right. Not too bad. Clever. I didn't steal that one. I'll footnote it to Mike the caller.
Thanks, Mike. 888-630-WMAL. We are taking your grievances right now. And Ken, you're next on WMAL.
Hello?
Ken, you're on.
Waves are yours, bro.
Oh, thank you. I'm calling about my health insurance. I have a $7,000 deductible. Oof. I've had $4,500 worth of medical. And I still haven't even met my deductible. Donald Trump, please help me.
Yeah, that's not even insurance. That's like that was one of the massive failures of Obamacare. The fact that not only did premiums go up, but deductibles went up as well. I mean, I had this conversation with my wife, Rick, last night. I mean, this is a perfect grievance to air. You know, we were talking at the table about, you know, raises and money, where we were going, you know, Christmas holidays, everybody's broke around Christmas. And we were saying, can you imagine if Obamacare hadn't taken effect and we just paid the same amount we were paying before Barack Obama got into office? Rick, I'd be like, like $5,000-$6,000 richer at the end of the year. I mean, it's just amazing how much damage has been done to our healthcare system.
WMAL, it's Mornings on the Mall, and it is Festivus today, December 23rd. We are taking your calls, 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625, and you can air your grievances right now. And Pasquale is next. You're on WMAL. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And what is your grievance?
My grievance is my right to free speech being violated as free exercise of religion. So I was a government employee for many years. I was asked to do invocations at promotions and retirements a lot, but I was strictly told do not pray in Jesus' name because it might offend somebody. But if burning the flag is a form of free speech and it might offend me, how come they get to do it and I can't pray the way my Bible tells me to pray?
Wow.
I don't know, I've always wondered about that too. I mean, if someone's leading a prayer and, you know, you're free to join or free not to, you know, I've always kind of wondered that. It's not like you're forcing anybody to do anything, but, you know, in this politically correct society, Rick, everything is, you know, well, hands off, don't touch that. Someone could whine. I mean, did you see this story, Rick, about Linus and a Charlie Brown play?
Yeah.
Like some parent complained about the Charlie Brown Peanuts Christmas because Linus read some line from the Bible.
And they cancel it? Right.
Listen, seriously, grow a set. Like, seriously, I'm sorry, folks. But if that bothers you, like, you don't live in the real world. You don't deal with real problems every day.
We are taking your grievances on WMAL. Alan, what is your grievance for Festivus?
My grievance is everybody's in line to get the off-ramp to get off the Beltway. Everybody's waiting patiently to get off the ramp, and then here comes the snowflakes at the last minute. They love to cut in at the last second and don't want to wait in line.
I hate that. This is the best caller ever in WMAL history. I hate that. Dude, I am so with... That is the worst thing ever. Like, that makes me furious. They used to do that on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York, too, getting off.
I got a confession. You know, I drive up Beach Drive and the Rock Creek Parkway.
Don't even tell
me
you're
that guy. And when you get stacked up going into the zoo tunnel, and people do that same thing. So you'll wait patiently for 2 minutes, and then some jerk thinks he can buzz in at the last minute. Oh, that is brutal.
Rick, you're too nice of a guy. I really like Rick. You can tell, like, I'm looking at Rick now. He's a really, really nice guy. I thought you were going to tell me you were that guy, like the guy cutting in at the last minute.
No, I don't do it, but I tell you what, I am 3 inches from the bumper ahead of me.
Yeah.
It's for some reason, it just gets me going. 622 WMAL, Mornings on the Mall. We'll continue with your grievances for Festivus at 888-630-WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Not long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, to expand the business, to go on vacation, to buy a new car, remember? But today, withdrawing your own cash has become very, very risky. Listen, according to the Secret War on Cash, a new Swiss America white paper I just read, it made my hair stand on end. You better be careful when you go to the bank. I learned why banks are now required to spy on you and I for the government. And then they report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. What does that mean? Get the Secret War on Cash now by calling 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Did you know simply spending cash today is enough to get you branded as a potential criminal? You heard me. You better read The Secret War on Cash. It's free by calling 800-289-2646. The new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Find out how to survive and thrive by reading The Secret War on Cash. It's free if you call 800-289-2646 right now.
6:25, Mornings on the Mall, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Better news in Centerville. I've been talking about the closure all morning of Ordway Road and Compton Road. Police have wrapped up the investigation. Everything out of the travel lane, so you can now use Ordway at Compton Road west of 28. That works for you. If you're coming in through Centerville and you use 66, not a worry. Awesome. Looks great passing Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks to get up toward the Beltway and even inside the Beltway. Beltway Maryland also running incident and delay free. Had a minor crash on the outer loop at 50 John Hanson Highway, but that was quickly to the shoulder. On I-95 southbound south of 212, had the crash that was in the left lane without any delay, so watch as crews were getting that to the shoulder. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womensHearts and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a few clouds around with sunshine as we head through today. 49 tonight, little rain late, down near 40 degrees. Some rain around early tomorrow, should be cloudy in the afternoon, 51. Cloud, sun, Christmas Day, upper 40s. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
33 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:26. It's Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry have the day off. I'm Rick Fowler. Dan Bongino is here, and good morning to you. It is Festivus, December 23rd. The tradition of airing of grievances for Festivus continues on WMAL. Debbie in North Beach, what is your grievance to air this morning?
I'm tired of hearing that Hillary won the election. To begin with, I agree with Trump. I was afraid he would lose due to a rigged election, and we outwitted them. I don't know that Obama won the second election, so I'm tired of hearing it.
No, that's a great one. Rick, I am getting tired of this one, too. It's like Hillary won the popular vote. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a game nobody was playing, okay? Nobody cares about the popular vote. It was lobbying for the popular vote. Nobody was trying to win an election in the popular vote. It was an electoral college race, and they won fair and square. Get over it.
Trump had a very interesting comment. He said, if I'd wanted to win the popular vote, I would have campaigned differently. Hello.
Yeah, shocking absolutely no one but the Clintons, who still want some claim on this election. It's absurd.
6:27, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Who else sees those DIY gifts and thinks, I'm totally doing that next year? Well, here's a secret. TheCompanyStore.com. They make great handcrafted gifts, so I can still give those cool gifts and I don't have to make them. But they look like I did. Shh.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF between November 29th and December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
I'm Pete. I just launched my first company. Thanks to Custom Ink, I can get my name out there with custom t-shirts, jackets, and polos. I just uploaded my logo online, and with a few easy steps, I had my crew covered in no time.
For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Promote your own business and elevate your brand with custom business apparel from Custom Ink. It's easy and fun to make a statement with Custom Ink's online design lab. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your business today at CustomInk.com.
6:29, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Rick Fowler with Dan Bongino in for Brian and Larry today. Coming up, have you heard about the Ivanka Trump incident on the plane where she was harassed on a flight? We'll talk about it next on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Breaking news this morning. The suspect wanted in Monday's truck attack on Christmas shoppers in Berlin has been shot and killed by police in Italy. It happened in the early morning hours in a small town rail station near Milan.
That is where the police wanted to do an identity check with him. And instead of pulling out his documents, he pulled out a .22 caliber pistol and started firing. And then the police shot back and killed him, but not before one of the police was injured in the shoulder in the gunfight. That's where it stands right now. German and Italian authorities are very much in contact. At the same time, though, that does not mean that the pressure is off over here in Germany. There could be other Anis Amris. He was part of a network, and German authorities are very much watching for that right now.
Correspondent Chris Burns. President-elect Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are both calling for their respective countries to strengthen their nuclear arsenal.
Hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin pledged to enhance his country's nuclear forces, President-elect Donald Trump took to Twitter, promising to do the same. The United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes, Trump wrote. Russia currently has 7,300 warheads, slightly more than the 7,100 held by the U.S. Putin seemed to suggest that a new weapons system was needed to overcome U.S. missile defenses.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. This morning, Putin says Mr. Trump's comments on Twitter were, quote, nothing new. Maryland regulators are not going to force Uber and Lyft drivers to submit to the same fingerprint-based background checks that cab drivers have to go through. Instead, the Maryland Public Service Commission has now agreed to let both companies keep using the commercial background checks they already use, and which they say are more accurate and comprehensive. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,919. The Nasdaq at 54,47. Sports. The Eagles beat the Giants on Thursday Night Football. College basketball. George Mason runs its winning streak to 9. Georgetown wins its 6th in a row. Losses for GW, Howard, and Navy. The Caps host Tampa Bay tonight. The Wizards are in Milwaukee. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus 250 in Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local DC Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Larry the Cable Guy, Clint Black, Sinbad, and Ron White. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Very light volume around the region, enjoying the ride pretty much everywhere. 270 Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. Maryland on I-95, south of the ICC. We had a minor crash near 212. That had been along the left side, and it did not cause any delays, and they got everything to the shoulder, so you might still see some flashing lights. So caution, Maryland, southbound 95, near 212, but really that's about it in that stretch. No problems on Virginia, 95 or 395. That's checking out fine. And orange, blue, silver line trains for Metrorail. Still expect some residual delays toward Franconia, Vienna, and Wheeling-Reston. They had an earlier police investigation at Capitol South that's been resolved. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking travel day today. Drive Haven expected maybe a few clouds filtering the sunshine, 49. We'll see some rain come in later tonight down near 40 degrees. The rain should end after about a quarter of an inch and should end tomorrow morning, then cloudy in the afternoon. For Christmas Eve, we'll go up to 51. Clouds and sunshine on Christmas Day, not bad. Upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Vienna, 25 in Gaithersburg, 33 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Brian and Larry off today. I'm Rick Fowler. Dan Bongino is here. Coming up, we'll talk with Janice Dean, the weather machine. Emily Gooden will join us from Real Clear Politics coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll get the very latest on Kelly Conaway and also Sean Spicer taking over in the Trump administration some key positions. But right now, we're going to talk about another Trump, Ivanka Trump. So Ivanka is trying to get away on JetBlue. She's not flying private. So there she is. She's seated on a flight at Kennedy Airport. A Brooklyn lawyer, Dan Goldstein, along with his husband, Matthew Lassner, and their toddler are on the flight. So Lassner writes on Twitter, quote, Ivanka and Jared at JFK T5 flying commercial. My husband chasing them down to harass them. That's the tweet early on. Apparently screams out, according to TMZ, why is she on our flight? She should be flying private. Your father is ruining the country. JetBlue removed them from the plane after the attorney started making the abusive comments about the mother of three, Trump, who was on board with her three children and the president-elect's son-in-law. So there we are, Dan. what do you do in a case like that when you are there, you're protecting the first family, and we should point out, for people just joining us, Dan Bongino is a former Secret Service agent. You're in a situation like this. How do you handle somebody like that when you're an agent? JetBlue apparently handled this, but suppose you're there as an agent.
Yeah, this is a tough one, Rick, because, again, as we discussed in the last hour and we were talking about inaugural security, you know, for the inauguration, you know, this is obviously the United States of America, where we have deep and profound respect for the right to free speech and the right to protest, and certainly the right to say things politically uncomfortable. I mean, this individual, who I think acted disgracefully, by the way, but certainly has every right to express his political displeasure with Ivanka Trump. Here's where it gets kind of dicey, Rick. You know, I know one of the agents who was involved in this yesterday. I saw him in the background there. He's kind of hard to miss, actually. But it's tough for us because we're not, you know, we're federal agents first, where we have police powers. We're not going to stop someone who's yelling and screaming unless they present a threat or they approach the protectee in some kind of a, you know, potentially, you know, physically confrontational manner. So that's, you know, that's there's a very delicate balance. And, you know, that I remember being a young agent, and this always being one of those things where you have to make those on-the-spot determinations. Like, is this person just a political protester who's making a scene, or is this a person who's going to break any second and make some potentially violent move towards your protectee? And it is tough. It's very much an art and a science. And thankfully, the Secret Service largely errs on the side, Rick, of allowing people to kind of mouth off a little bit. And it's usually, ironically, the staff that winds up moving these people along. But one more thing on this, Rick. Remember, it's a plane. It's a private plane. They can make any decision they want. So if JetBlue decided to remove them, remember, the Secret Service didn't remove this person from the plane. JetBlue did. So it's not a law enforcement matter.
Well, of course, when the attorney arrived at San Francisco International Airport, tried to avoid the cameras, didn't have any comments for the television cameras that were following him.
Well, what do you mean he didn't have any comments? He was a big mouth on the plane.
But he kind of wimped out when he got to the airport in San Francisco. And also, apparently, they have deleted the Lassner Twitter account. So they kind of, I guess, didn't think they were going to be maybe national and international news, possibly. Now, we're going to talk about Sean Spicer taking over as the White House press secretary. And Dan, I think this gives you a sample of how Sean Spicer is going to act as the press secretary, because these are his comments last night on Fox about this incident on the JetBlue flight with Ivanka Trump.
Well, clearly there was somebody who was trying to act out of line, and I think JetBlue acted accordingly and took that individual away. They went on Twitter and made it very clear that their intention was to, quote, harass her and her family. That's inappropriate, no matter what your feelings are towards anyone in this country. To do that to a woman who was on there with her children, I don't care what your political background is or what your thoughts are. That's not the way we as Americans need to act.
Well, that's an example of what we'll be hearing from the White House press secretary.
Yeah.
A measured response.
No, he's a total pro. I mean, anybody who I'm not personal friends with Sean Spicer, but again, when you're running in conservative circles, it's kind of hard to miss some of these people. But he's a professional. He's been dealing with this for a long time. He knows exactly what he's doing. And what you don't want to do, Rick, and I'm glad you played that clip there, is you don't want to overreact. You don't want to come out there and make a big deal about this thing. Honestly, in the end, it was a loudmouth who, as you just said, wasn't such a loudmouth when the media confronted him after. Afterwards. And it just comes off. I think this makes Ivanka Trump look great. She handled it like the elegant person that she is. She had her kids with her. Secret Service did not have to get involved. They were right there in case something happened. Then they let JetBlue handle it. But, you know, libs, really, this is my public service announcement for the day. For the libs out there. I know we have them. Libs, here it is. Get ready for it. Just digest what happened, right? Chew the electoral cud, digest what happened, and just live with it. You got 4 years. Harness your energy into something productive rather than harassing a woman with her young kids on a flight playing with crayons. Grow up, seriously, and harness your energy into some kind of productive mechanism. Move on with your life. It's over. The election happened. There's another one in 4 years, all right?
And you have a congressional and senatorial election coming up in 2 years, so you can channel your energy to 2018 and 2020. Coming up on 6:44, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Rick Fowler, Dan Bongino in for Brian and Larry this morning. It's Festivus, 2 days to Christmas.
There are only 2 weeks left for the Chamonix Christmas and holiday sale. And if you want to look 15 or 20 years younger, you got to pick up the phone now and order Esotique XV. That's just what Donna from Kingsville, Maryland did. And she told us, I love Chamonix products. They absorb nicely without residue, and I look at least 10 years younger than women my age. Well, you go, Donna. Esotique XV is better than anything in department stores. Why? Because of natural ingredients and a proprietary base delivery system that guarantees quick, clean absorption for maximum results. From today until Christmas, order Esotique XV and get Genucel for bags and puffiness and the legendary deep firming serum absolutely free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Call now and shipping is also free. That's three free gifts for trying Esotique XV today. You'll be amazed or your money back. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
6:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And better news from Metrorail. They had some earlier troubles and delays on the orange, blue, and silver lines. They say, no, everything's fixed, everything's good, and no longer back to normal as you pass Capital South. This is not normal for the rush hour. Extremely light and fantastic. Virginia 95, 395 between Stafford and the 14th Street Bridge, and pretty much everywhere I'm looking up at speed. Maryland out of Annapolis and Bowie, 95 and 270. That looks good, too. No problems if you're traveling Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring, crossing the Legion Bridge. And at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, we do have a little bit of volume that just started happening because of a crash. It just was reported, and looks like it is there, on the inner loop of the Beltway between 210 and 295. That's right before you get to the bridge span. So do watch for fire and rescue there. Won't cost you too much extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be in pretty good shape here now for about the next 18 to 24 hours. Do have some rain in the forecast. A good-looking day today if you are traveling. A few clouds, otherwise dry and sunny. 49. Tonight, 40. Rain comes in after midnight. Some rain around early tomorrow, then cloudy, 51. And then on Christmas Day, nice dry weather expected. Mild in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
33 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:46. Morning's on the move.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Well, sadly, that may be just a dream this year. We're joined by Janice Dean. She is also known as the Weather Queen and the Weather Machine. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. How are you guys? Merry Christmas.
Good. Rick Fowler here with Dan Bongino. We're in for Brian and Larry as we're 2 days out from Christmas Day. And, you know, there's something about a white Christmas that's really special, but not looking too likely for our immediate area, is it?
No, I think Santa's going to be wearing a Hawaiian shirt, especially across the East Coast. Because it's going to be warm. It's going to be warmer than average for a lot of folks as we head into the holiday weekend. The problem is we got big travel delays, and those are going to be happening not only today, but Saturday. And Sunday actually is going to be the worst day. So hopefully everybody will be at their final destination on Sunday, because across the country we're going to have a lot of travel delays. We've got a big storm system affecting the central U.S., so a lot of snow. We're going to see accumulating ice across the Midwest, and even the possibility for severe weather, including tornadoes, on Christmas Day. So that's something you need to watch. The West Coast has been really active. The skiers are loving it because they're getting a lot of snowpack on the mountains, on the ski resorts. But unfortunately, that comes with a cost with bad weather as people are trying to get home for the holidays.
Hey, Janice, let me tell you, I've been doing this for MAL for like 3 years, and this is my ultimate fanboy moment. I mean, we love you in the Bongino household like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I drive my daughter to school in the morning. I kid you not. We listen on Sirius like 114 or something to Fox. And when you come on, my 12-year-old's like, it's the Weather Machine. She totally digs your chili. So
you just gave me such a great gift. I mean, truly. I mean, I love our fans, And it's all like a family. I really feel that. And when I meet people who listen to Fox or listen on the radio, it's just such a great, it's just a great connection, because we truly have people that watch us all the time. And we are, you are our family as we are your family. So I appreciate that so much, Dan. That's true.
Well, my daughter and my youngest one, my 4-year-old, loves Freddie the Frogcaster and the Terrible Tornado. So your book and Ainsley Earhart's, that's like our reading list at night for my 4-year-old. So I know we were supposed to do weather, but Heather's a great producer. When she sent me you were on last night, I didn't tell her. I'm like, seriously, we interview everyone on the show. Brett Baer, Jake Tapper, you name it. And I saw Janice Dean. I was like, my daughter, Isabel, my 12-year-old, is going to be so stoked. Because, listen, weather around the holidays is a great topic. But let's be honest, it can be pretty boring. You're one of the few people who makes weather exciting. But here's my one question for you, because we did get you to talk about this. Is there any possibility, because I travel a lot too in the air, of some kind of like weather disaster in Chicago, which seems to screw up the entire country if something happens, or do we look relatively clear for that?
When are you traveling, Dan?
Tomorrow and possibly the next day. We'll see.
Okay, so, you know, it's not going to be the greatest. I think Chicago's actually got some weather going on today. Tomorrow, we've got this front that moves across the East Coast. It's mainly going to bring rain for the D.C. area. But the big storm comes on Christmas. So I think if you are traveling tomorrow, you should be okay.
Okay, good. Well, that's always good. I always worry about that because, you know how that works. Like if Chicago gets screwed up, the whole nation goes there. It doesn't matter. It could be 71 and sunny in D.C. and like every flight's delayed. It drives me nuts.
You're absolutely right. And people have to realize that if there's big weather happening across the Midwest or the Northeast or even the West Coast, that's going to cause a ripple effect. Planes have got to get out and get to a destination to pick you up to go somewhere. So that's going to be a problem. You know what I find is if you tweet the airlines, I've done this before, they're very good at tweeting you back with information. So if you can't get information at the desk or from the airline itself, I would tweet them.
That's a great tip. As always, yeah. Janice, always bringing it. Gosh, we love
you.
You're the best.
I appreciate it. And your daughter's name is Isabel?
Isabel. Yeah, she loves. She thinks you're the greatest ever. Every time you come on, the weather machine. She loves. I'm not making this up. I interview everybody on this show. She really,
is
really
is she listening
adores
right now?
What's that? Yeah, she's in the other room.
Okay, so Isabel, you made the dean's list.
Oh, gosh, look at her.
Wow.
That's so funny.
That's an honor. Janice Dean, the weather machine. Thanks so much for being with us.
Janice.
Appreciate it.
Anytime,
ecstatic.
Guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And to you. Thank you. 6:51, Mornings on the Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en richaride.org.
6:53. Let's see how your money's doing. Checking in at the news desk at CNBC, here's Tom Busby.
Thank you so much, guys. It's the final trading day before the long Christmas weekend, and stocks got pulled a little lower on Thursday by retailers, but futures pointing to a slightly higher open today. Remember, the Dow just 81 points away from 20,000. The Justice Department this morning settling civil suits against two huge European banks for selling toxic mortgage-backed securities in the run-up to the financial crisis. Deutsche Bank will pay $7.2 billion. Credit Suisse, $5.3 billion, and a third European bank, Barclays, is being sued for the same thing. In economic data today, we get new home sales for November, should be higher, and a reading of consumer sentiment for December. And good news for you procrastinators, Amazon pushing its Prime Now Rush Delivery, part of its $99 a year Prime subscription. It guarantees delivery within 2 hours in select cities, including Metro DC. Order as late as 9:45 p.m. Saturday night. You'll get it by midnight. I'm Tom Busby, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning, you know, actually get excited about your work? Here at WMAL, some people don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment, radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you are self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including me, Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, Chris Plant, and Mark Levin. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@WMAL.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@WMAL.com.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast is coming up, but first, it's traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we have light volume around the region. It's been a fantastic morning. However, to the Wilson Bridge, you will encounter some delays. We have a crash if you're leaving Maryland into Virginia. Interloop, and it's those far right local lanes that are affected. The crash is between 210 and 295. The through lanes are moving up at speed as you cross the Wilson Bridge, heading from 210 area. So do plan again local side for the little extra volume there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for sunshine today with a high of 49. Clouds overnight, some occasional rain down to 40 degrees. For tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain early and then up to 51 by afternoon. For tomorrow night, down to 37 with some clouds. For Christmas Day on Sunday, sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 33 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
What a run it's been. U.S. Army officer, special agent of the FBI, congressman, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and the last 2 years, your radio commentator. I've had the privilege to talk with millions of you across the United States over some 250 radio stations from San Francisco to New York City, Detroit to Miami. We've laughed, we've cried, we've gotten angry together over the political commentary, the national security updates, the human interest stories.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts with me. Could have done without those expletives and the few of them. You know who you are. Have no fear. You'll see me around on social media, TV, radio, and, well, maybe even at the corner store. It is my hope that through the last 2 years and the stories of courage, bravery, kindness, that we have all come to appreciate America the way that she is. Never perfect, but always close. It's going to be up to us to keep working for and believing in the greatest nation on earth. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify. Bye.
6:59 mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Coming up, we'll talk with Emily Gooden from Real Clear Politics. Look at the latest on the role of Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer in the new administration. The suspect in the Berlin Christmas market attack has been killed in a shootout. We'll have details, and we'll talk to Trevor Maddich with a